Jackson, 2013. Some say good riddance. Some really like this past year. We'll review it coming up in this next week and a half. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Some of you right now listening to me are probably huddled under a couple of different blankets because a winter storm really slammed the Northeast. There was freezing rain and sleet and snow, and in the Midwest, in Chicago, they got a ton of the white stuff. Maine and Vermont had about a foot. Of course, it depended on where you lived. In Albany, they were also pounded by snow, but yet in New York City, nothing, no snow to speak of, not much anyway. Although 1,200 flights out of Newark have been canceled, or 1,200 flights have been canceled, including 375 officially out of Newark, New Jersey. In the Midwest, the temperatures are crazy. It's 1 degree at the mothership right now at the GCN network, which is mind-blowing to me because I'm chilly at 38 degrees. So I know you're laughing. The storm that started in the Midwest and hit the Northeast affected, they say, about 100 million people, and the majority of the storm should be cleared up by now in some spots, but there may be some tricky weather to maneuver around elements that have already fallen on the ground. In other words, on the way home for some of you third shifters and for other people who will take off in a few hours, it could affect you as well, especially the planes, the whole plane thing. Boy, you really always have to check that. You have to check to see what the gate is and if you for sure are leaving or not. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about the second largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Maybe you're giving out tickets for Christmas, but I have a feeling it may get even bigger than the number it is right now. I'll tell you about that. And also some of the oddball news that's happened, like the crazy zebra that escaped from a farm and somehow managed to hang around some homes and businesses for weeks. And they never caught the zebra. They'd call up, hey, there's a zebra in my backyard. Boom, the zebra's gone. Couldn't find him. And then he's in the middle of the back door of a restaurant somewhere. Wild. Zebras do have a mind of their own. And over the weekend, it was pretty somber for a lot of folks, including in Newtown, Connecticut. They rang 26 bell tolls were heard for the victims of that terrible shooting over a year ago. Remember the 20 children and then the 6 adults, mostly teachers and administrators for Sandy Hook Elementary. It's hard to believe, but that has been a year, and so many of the families actually have talked about what it's been like in an entire year, to start with the shock and the horror of trying to tell other kids in a family what happened, and all because 20-year-old Adam Lanza killed his mother at their Newtown home before he went to that elementary school, and then the massacre began, and he, of course, killed himself before the police could get to him. And part of the president's weekly radio address, he urged Americans to put a stop to future violence. And this is just a day after a Colorado student opened fire on his Denver high school, injuring one person who is in a coma right now before killing himself. And the student might have been bullied. They're talking about the fact he was upset that he didn't get to go all the way with the debate team. So others are saying that intent, no matter what you say about the shooter, was evil from the get-go because he was armed with Molotov cocktails and bullets across his chest and the shotgun. And the 17-year-old Claire Davis was hit. He fired 6 shots from the shotgun before, when he directly hit her in the head. And he was not targeting her. He was targeting the librarian at the school, and this was a kid, they say, that was from a religious family, and he was religious, and he was a smart kid, was liked, there wasn't a problem with him, but he was disciplined in the beginning of the school year by the librarian slash teacher. They're still trying to investigate the reason more specifically, but that's what they believe, the sheriff's department believed the reason was retribution for the debate team thing and maybe something else related to that too. You know, it's always the why that is so awful. And this happened Friday when the shooting began. The students alerted the target, and he left the building to lure, he was hoping to lure the shooter away from the other students, but then he killed him himself as somebody was approaching him. And it's always about where did he get the gun. He got the gun legally from a local store on December 6th. And then the ammunition he bought the day of the shooting. And this school, the Arapahoe High School, is just miles from Columbine High School, 8 miles from Columbine High School, which, of course, was the site of one of the worst school shootings in our history in 1999. So, you know, this is going to kick up that debate when it happened, what happened. It's going to kick up the debate over gun control, but it also is going to kick open the door for what about more security measures. How was it missed? Could anyone have seen it coming? All those questions that I don't know that they could have seen it coming because of the description I gave of what they're saying, how he handled himself at school. There was no indication that of anything like this whatsoever. And he certainly didn't tell anyone, so the only way to stop him would have been at the school or before he entered the school. And it may be, and some believe this is the future, that one or two teachers have to be armed. In this case, he went in, he was headed in a direction, got 6 rounds off, and then when he was going to be tackled, he shot himself. And it's wild if you think about this, because Columbine High School, 8 miles away, Arapahoe County is where the Aurora movie theater shooting took place. Last year, that was when 12 people were killed. That was during the late night movie premiere. And all of this in that one area, rough for that community to deal with all of that. Certainly the movie massacre was terrible, but Columbine High School 14 years ago. And now at this high school, my, those people have to be asking themselves, why? Stay with us. We're booted to the other side.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares? cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power. Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Was that an earthquake?
That, my lad, was a dragon.
I can't get enough of The Hobbit. The Hobbit back in movie theaters and wide release, over $72 million is what The Hobbit took in. And there's a whole bunch of movies that are set to get released here during the week, including Anchorman 2, Will Ferrell's second version of the Anchorman. And I think that's going to rake in a ton of money. Frozen, the Walt Disney Studios animated flick, has brought in $164 million in 4 weeks. You have The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, that's been in theaters for 4 weeks, and it's so far at $357 million, so that's a super popular one. And then there are a slew of others that are about to come out or that have come out. I mean, there's kind of a theme here. Thor, The Dark World, in 6 weeks is almost at $200 million. That's pretty big. So the comic book remakes, all that stuff, they're bringing in some pretty big money. Homefront, we had the author of that book, Homefront, on that was turned into a movie by Sly Stallone, who did the screenplay for it just the other week, and that's been out for 3 weeks. That's taken in about $19 million, and for that movie, that's pretty good. Jason Statham plays the lead in it. And another movie that really caught fire, and it's 11 weeks, is Gravity. And that's at the almost $260 million mark, which is big if you think that movie centered around Sandra Bullock, a little bit of George Clooney, but a lot of Sandra Bullock. For the most part, it was all her in that movie. He was there in the beginning of it. And that's, boy, that's crazy to think of that. Knowing that something just either about both of those actors or what they were talking about or the whole space thing. I think it's a combination of things for people. It could be partially the space thing, too. I said that Mega Millions is up to, I'm sure Matt Johnson can appreciate this too, it's up to $550 million. Nobody won. So it climbs even higher. And I'm thinking it's Christmas time. People are going to go buy tickets for this thing. Can you imagine you've hit that jackpot, take the cash option, so you would net $295 million in cash. Woo! What would you do with $295 million? Of course, your chances of winning are 1 in 259 million, but they're seeing that the sales are starting to go through the roof for Mega Millions because people, yeah, they want a chance. The biggest jackpot ever was 656, and that was in March of 2012. So maybe we'll get into that same territory again. But I guarantee people that normally don't play the lottery are going to go plunk a few dollars down on it and play just for the chance that they might get lucky for a couple of bucks. Speaking of getting lucky, that's exactly what they feel they were lucky about in catching the animal people and catching the zebra. The zebra was spotted all over the place, like the gnome. Where's the gnome? And they say it wasn't, it was a strange deal. It was a zebra that was loose in East Tennessee. They had lots of different people call to report they saw them near houses and businesses and even a highway. But when they tried to catch him, he was elusive because that's zebras. The animal's name was Zeke. Zeke's owner said that Zeke escaped from his farm in Cleveland about 3 weeks ago by jumping a high fence. And he's keeping a watch out and hopes someone is able to help Zeke get back home safely. Oof. That is a crazy deal, zebras, trying to capture them, because I could see how they would be skittish. And I think that'd be pretty tough. Not if you had the animal people, but getting the animal people at the right time and being able to do that, that could be a tall task, to say the least. I think it'd be a very tall task, as a matter of fact. I mean, just tough to do that, to corner them. If you're, leave it to the professionals. They have things that work on the animals, so they know how to bring them. They know how to bring them down, but. The stories were funny, where people were stunned and rolled over and looked out the door and went out the door and didn't realize what was, what was going on. Here's kind of an interesting story about, and we've talked about this, the prisoners at Gitmo. And I don't even remember I read this, maybe Time Magazine or one of the magazines like Time, but the director of a legal charity called Reprieve, which gives legal assistance to prisoners at Gitmo, released a partial list of the books censors have barred him from giving clients. And the list is, on the list is Crime and Punishment, The Innocent Man by John Grisham, African American Slave, Jack and the Beanstalk, The Merchant of Venice, and Injustice, also on the list. And so you think, okay, what makes those books, books that are banned? Well, look at the titles, and if you've read any of the books, then you know why some of them were banned, because Crime and Punishment would probably enrage some of them. The Innocent Man could certainly set them off. The Merchant of Venice, I could see that. And then Injustice, too, would be something, because that has to do with it being incarcerated and whether or not justice was served or not. And, I mean, there's a whole list of books besides those books, but some of them are kind of crazy, the ones that are also on there. The Rule of Law is on there. Money is on the list. Uncle Tom's Cabin is on the list. Presumed Innocent is on the list. Hidden Agendas. And Beauty and the Beast is on the list. So just for whatever reason, for different reasons, they, when they were going through the books, these were the ones that they censored and said they, there's just no way they could have them there. No way. This is a very sad story, and this does kind of fall into odds and ends. But here we go again, this out of Philadelphia, the Catholic Archdiocese of Philly, which has been in the news all the time since really a couple of years ago because of a pretty high-profile child sex abuse scandal. They have five priests on administrative leave, including one accused of sexual abuse. They had a church investigation, and they determined there was a substantiated case of sexual abuse by a minor against a 58-year-old priest, and the priest was identified as Michael Chapman, and they didn't give any too many specifics about it. The other four suspended priests violated what they call the standards of behavior and boundaries, and they said that one of them pertained to inappropriate behavior with children. Boy, that has to really make those people in Philadelphia feel awful about the priest and the wherever it is that they belong. And the allegations against the five came out of a grand jury report that ended with the jailing of a Monsignor William Lynn, the highest-ranking U.S. Catholic Church official convicted in a child sex abuse scandal. And this was a guy who was the one-time secretary of the clergy for the archdiocese. He was convicted last year of endangering the welfare of a child by reassigning a priest with a history of sexual abuse to a Philadelphia parish that was unaware of his past. Ugh, awful. They're all over them now, though, to make sure that they're investigating and getting the priests out of there that clearly they have hardcore evidence on. Stay with us. We're coming back with more here on America Tonight.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Unfortunately, the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and of course we know the whole story there, 26 people killed in all, 20 first graders, 6 teachers, educators, if you will, and what a year it's been, and we've talked to many people surrounding what happened in Newtown and how rough it was really in the beginning and even now at this point, and especially you think it happened right before the holidays, and here we go again. We're almost into holidays one more time. In the wings, pleased to welcome to America Tonight Richard Hardwood. He's the founder and president of the Hardwood Institute for Public Innovation, and he's an expert in helping communities like Newtown to deal with incredibly difficult changes. And Richard actually helped a 28-person task force there really try to grapple, and I guess that's an interesting word to use because that's what it's like, with this kind of issue. So for several weeks this past spring, Richard was there, listened as parents of Sandy Hook, first graders, business people, etc., stepped forward to talk about concerns and the school site, remember the tearing down the school site and all that kind of stuff. Richard, thanks for coming on the show.
You bet. It's good to be with you.
So when you first got the call and this all happened, I mean, obviously this, you are the expert, as I said, in doing this. What's the first thing that you think of? I mean, it was just so shocking when we all saw that. What do you do, in other words, when you're heading down into this situation, knowing that there are people just hanging on by a thread, in a sense, emotionally? What are the kinds of things that you're telling them, or you know you're going to tell them as you're heading down to Connecticut?
Well, you know, the first thing is, you know, for someone in my role, which was to help design and lead the, as you mentioned, the 28-person task force, is to give people a sense of security that, and a sense of safety that we can actually work through an issue that, as you know, and your listeners know, is gut-wrenching, is, it's a horrific situation, it's really inexplicable, and it's really to give people a sense that, you know, as hard as this is going to be, I'm gonna create a process by which we can try to move through this and try to make a decision and deal with the emotional content that's really here. And that first and foremost was my primary responsibility as I headed to Connecticut thinking about how we might do this.
So you're there and you're there for a while, and is it a process where you try to, as you're piecing things together, are people sharing? Is it good in these kind of, unbelievably traumatic situations to share, to, for lack of a better way to describe it, get it out?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, there was a lot of trepidation, as you can imagine, when we began this conversation. And you know, look, there was a debate in the community about whether or not we should have even been having this conversation at this time. There were any number of people in the community who felt we should wait a year or so before actually trying to figure out what to do. So initially there was trepidation as we got into the process and we started talking about this, and we, you know, for some people, I think this looked like it was going to be a discussion about a school building. But, you know, as we got into it even more, I think people started to realize that this was much more than about a school building. It was really about whether or not the community was ready, willing, and able to pivot in a sense from a sense of trauma and despair to healing and hope. And so as the conversation evolved during this process, there was a point at which it looked like it might break down, which I can tell you about. And at that point, it became much more emotional, much more gut-wrenching, much more of a sense of, are we really ready to engage with this issue, and are we really ready to have the conversation that we really need to have here? And at that point in the process, it became very difficult.
Yeah, so when you got deeper into it, because then you're actually, it's got to be a weird feeling, because in one way, probably some people feel like it would be a monument or a memorial, perhaps, to
right.
What happened there, and others think, ugh, that's a reminder that we should really move forward and we should tear it down and rebuild. Is that kind of what it comes down to?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think what it really came down to, Kate, is that we had announced, really, at the fourth meeting, we were going to make a decision. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, all sorts of news outlets had reported on it. And so there were hundreds of people at the meeting. But right before the meeting, we had met in our only closed-door session that we had at all with a group of teachers who really had been traumatized by this event and who recounted all of their experiences to the task force members. And when we came out of that back into the public session, it was clear that the task force was in no condition to make a decision that night, and I announced that we wouldn't. And I think at that point, when we came back into the fifth meeting, I think what people really had to come to grips with was there is no perfect solution to an imperfect, horrific situation, that the only perfect solution would be to turn back the clock to December 13th of the previous year, and that they had to come to grips with not simply about the school building, but as a community, that they would try to move forward as best that they could. And that was actually a phrase that people kept saying in that fifth meeting, that we've come to the recognition of the realization that this is our reality, and that at this point we need to try to simply make the best decision that we can and try to move forward.
Yeah, and then in once that's decided, and then you have to climb over that wall, and once all of that happened, and as you said, it popped all over the news, and everybody was debating, was this the right thing to do, and, you know, maybe you should keep it, or then maybe you should tear it down. But once that happened, and you got through that fifth meeting and whatnot, then did it seem like with the task force that you had assembled that, boom, okay, we're all on board, so whatever the outside world says, we're doing this?
You know, it's interesting. When we started this process, it appeared as though the community was split about what to do, whether or not to keep the school, tear it down and rebuild, or go to another site. And we looked at 40 other sites, Kate, to think about what to do. When we came through the fifth meeting, it was interesting because it appeared as though there still might be the split, but ultimately it was a unanimous decision to raise the existing building and to rebuild on that site. And again, as I was saying, I think at that point, everyone had come to this realization that we are where we are. This is probably the best solution that we have. Even the people who didn't agree with that solution, I remember them saying at the time, we don't agree with it, but for the good of the community, we need to stick together. And so we will join, you know, it was about a third of the task force. We will join the other two-thirds of the task force so that we can make this unanimous decision so that we have a united front moving forward as a community. And it was one of the most moving experiences I've had in 30 years of doing this work. And the greatest signs of compassion that I've seen demonstrated in terms of people really listening to each other and trying to figure out what's the best thing for the community as opposed to what's my position on this issue.
Wow. Once that happens, you feel that, then everything moves forward. The demolition started, just a couple of months ago. Do you know much about the reaction now at this point? Because, hey, you make the decision, and then you go forward, and then you have to deal with the decision. Has it been pretty good?
You know, I think it's been pretty good, but as you know, that was the first public decision that people needed to make, and for me it was the first, and what people said to me in Newtown, it was the first step forward of the community really being clear that they want to be on a journey of healing. But right after that, you know, there was a debate that broke out about the distribution of funds to people who were affected by this. Then, you know, as you know, just a couple of weeks ago, the state's attorney report came out that really detailed exactly what happened blow by blow in the school that day. Then just last week, the 911 tape came out from the dispatcher calls. And at each turn, you know, this community has had to withstand these tremendous body blows. And again, what I've taken away from this experience in knowing people there and talking to them and staying in touch and continuing to work with them is the kind of resilience that this community has exhibited, the kind of compassion, the sticking together, and really the, if I can say this, the affirmation of the human spirit that they've really demonstrated to the rest, to themselves first and foremost, and then to the rest of us in the rest of the country.
Yeah, what a great sentiment to say, the affirmation. Finally, you know, here we are, so we're close to the holidays, so that's going to open those wounds. And what do you do to try to help people close up those wounds? I guess I don't know that you can ever do that, but here we are because with the Christmas trees and the things and the toys and all that, especially with children, that has to open that up.
Yeah, you know, I think what the folks in Newtown, you know, have sent us really clear signals about this, which is, you know, their wounds are still there. There is no schedule or timetable for a healing process. And I think what they've said to the rest of the country is, please give us some space. If you want to mark this anniversary, what we recommend is for you to demonstrate a small act of kindness to someone you know or maybe someone you don't know, and that's the best way to mark this one-year occasion. And let us, in the meantime, those of us who live in Newtown, let us continue on our journey to heal.
Yeah. All right, Richard Hardwood, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, and certainly we'll keep all those people, carry them around in our hearts. Just don't go down to Newtown. Give them some space, as Richard said. Richard, thanks.
Thank you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Punson. Antonio Brown comes up, takes at his own 33. Little juke step up over the 35 to 40. The 45 to 50.
Get on his feet. He's on his way. There we go. Antonio Brown is gone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown.
On first down, play action for Clements. Dumps it right flat. Caught by Hart. 30, 25. Breaks a tackle. 20, 15. Get on his feet to the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, Hart. Are you kidding? Oh, what a spectacular run after the catch.
Take the door, or Hunter rather, drops, rips into his left, throwing a deep shot for Burton. Way down the field in the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, 49ers. Perfect throw from Kaepernick to Vernon Davis.
Takes the snap, drops back, well protected, has time, fires over the middle, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Captain Munnerlin. He runs right at the 35, at the 30. There he goes to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carolina. Pick-six thrown by Geno Smith.
Newton takes the screen to the right, throws one to the other side. It's D'Angelo Williams off to the races. 35, 40, 45, 50 across midfield. He beats two Jets. D'Angelo Williams, touchdown.
They're going to throw it down the right sideline for Charles. He makes a catch at the right side. Cuts it back left. 35, 30. Angling left. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. The Chiefs formation. The Raiders for a long touchdown play on third down and one. And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
There's second down and five. Back goes Captain under a rush.
Steps up. He is going deep. He's got Jennings in spite of the 10. Jennings for a touchdown.
Play fake to throw. Jay finds the pocket. Hit high in the head as he throws it downfield. Jump ball up in the air.
Oh, it's done. Got the ball to one. It was a total jump ball. Touchdown there. Elshon just went up there and got the ball.
Dolphins with wide splits on that defensive line. Four-man front. Brady extends the hands. Takes the snap. Tom looking right. Firing right. The ball's going to be intercepted in the end zone. Thomas picked it off. The newest of Dolphins for the game-sealing interception with 2 seconds to go.
Yeah, what a crazy week it was. Week 15 in the NFL. Thanks to Matt Johnson for that great re-rack. And I'll tell you, it was like blowout. Seattle 23-0 over the Giants. The Giants, what has happened to them? The Dallas Cowboys had a 23-6 lead at the halfway point, and they blew it. The Packers beat them in the end, 37-36. They can still possibly be in the playoffs. And then you had Atlanta over Washington, 27-26. RG3 is not the signal caller. Kirk Cousins is in instead. He does a great job, but they lose anyway. And how about the Dolphins? You heard that there. The Miami beats New England 24-20. So much for all the controversy that was hurting the Miami Dolphins, because the Flying Fish are thick in the middle of things. Kansas City clinches a playoff spot. They slam Oakland to the ground 56-31. And there were so many other games worth talking about, like St. Louis beating New Orleans 27-16. Possibility that who knows how they play it out, that New Orleans could be a wild card. They certainly weren't looking that way before. And it all started with San Diego in the beginning of the week, Thursday, beating Denver 27-20. Matt, you were watching these football games, and how about your Vikings beating the Philadelphia Eagles, pounding them?
Yeah, I think it's been, man, I don't know, but the last 5 weeks for the Vikings, they always do something that's just unpredictable that nobody would ever see it coming. And I don't know what to make of this team anymore, because it's just topsy-turvy. I mean, you go back and look at the beginning of the year, they lost all these games in the last seconds. And if they win those games, they're right in the playoff hunt, because nobody in the NFC North can win.
No kidding. They would have been in the middle of it. You're right. And they certainly are, but they're, it's wild to watch them.
And the NFC East are just the division that nobody wants
terrible.
To win.
Yeah,
all
those absolutely.
Teams keep losing. I don't get it.
I know. I don't get it either. I mean, it's Chicago. What happens with Green Bay? It's wild.
Yeah, it is.
Wild. It's unpredictable.
Yeah, I mean, the NFC West with San Francisco and Seattle, and then the NFC South with Carolina and the Saints, those are like the four kind of big teams in the NFC. Everyone else is just, I think an 8-8 team is going to make the playoffs.
Well, which is crazy, because that is so mediocre, and to have a team that's just 8-8 get in. But that, you're right, I think that's going to be the case for sure. Now, we knew heading into the season the AFC looked so superior, but I wouldn't have predicted this. And again, some strange finishes. You know, the Bears, the Bears pull it out against Cleveland, and Cutler this time is in, and they win and put themselves in a position where they're part of that mix that you're talking about.
That was a risky play there, moving back to Cutler, and I think a lot of the fans in Chicago during the first half of that game were probably wondering Mark Trestman was thinking by benching McCown, who has been just playing lights out the last, 2-3 weeks, and putting Cutler back in. And, you know, he threw a couple of picks early, and I think at least one of them was returned for a touchdown. He wasn't playing that well, and then came back and made that great pass to Alshon Jeffrey, who's been playing really well lately. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I think the end of the year, the Bears and the Packers are playing each other in the final game of the season, and that the winner of that game will probably decide who goes to the playoffs out of the NFC North.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the AFC is, look what happens with Miami beating New England, but they're 8-6. New England's 10-4 in the AFC East. In the AFC North, Cincinnati on top of Baltimore, they've got a 9-5 record. Baltimore 7-6 after winning the Super Bowl last time around. Then you look at the AFC South, Indianapolis 9-5. They're in, though, because look at their division. And I mentioned Kansas City in the AFC West. Denver and Kansas City both have clinched spots. So the AFC clearly had some of the more superior teams, and we knew that. And a lot of people think the script is written, that it's going to be Seattle and Denver in the Super Bowl in New York City. But I don't know. There could be a surprise. It depends on, I think, we can't fill in the blanks with some of these other teams. If you ask me, I would pick those two teams, though, as well. And then that storyline of Peyton Manning, and can he handle a wet ball, does cold weather affect him so much, because we've seen before in the playoffs, or is that, do you just toss that aside? Matt, what do you think? Do you think Do you still like Seattle and Denver possibly as the two teams in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I do. And the one thing, you brought up the Patriots and how they lost again in the final seconds.
Yeah.
If you go back through their season this year, it is absolutely crazy how many times they have won or lost the game on the final play or one of the final plays. Like, their season has been determined almost every game on the last, like, minute of play, and you can go through all their games, whether they won or lost them, and it's just the final play, the final possession, and I don't know, sometimes Tom Brady pulls it out, sometimes they don't, and sometimes they get the benefit of it where, what was it, against the Broncos, where Welker fumbled the punt, then you have the Panthers, they get that, they pick up the flag, so they don't get the win there, they have the overtime, or was it an overtime or a final win against the Patriots or the Bills where they kick a field goal at the end? There are all these
overtime,
crazy plays. Yeah, the Patriots and the Browns, that game too. I mean, if you're living in the Boston area, you may need to get a new pacemaker.
Yeah, and of course, starting the season, you had Aaron Hernandez thrown in jail, the whole murder charges hanging over his head, but he was such a big part of that offense. And then you have Gronkowski going down. Gronk goes down, and that's a frightening thing. First he's not in the first couple of games. Then he goes out for the last couple of games. And heading into the season, I don't know that I without thinking Aaron Hernandez before all that happened, I would have definitely pegged the Patriots to absolutely be a competitive team that could have been there in the end for sure.
So I got their schedule out just to look at it, and just a quick glance here. They've only had two games that have been decided by more than one score.
That's crazy.
That is,
and 15 weeks of football. That is nuts. What happens in the next two games? We'll watch. We'll see. We'll see what the spread is for the New England Patriots. All right, Matt, thanks for that. Don't forget, we do the Nail the Score thing on Thursday in our third hour, the last two segments. All you have to do is call once we announce the game, tell us who you think is going to win, what the final score is going to be, or send it to us at americatonight.net.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.